MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be here once again.
Well, a beautiful day, but kind of a dark last few days for the Red Sox, if you will, as far as the win-loss column, despite their first place placement in the American League East standing. So what's the latest with the Red Sox, Andy?
Well, the news is not too bright as we get things underway on this Thursday. Last night, the Red Sox dropped their third straight, falling to the A's 4-1 at Fenway. Sox and A's wrapping up this three-game series tonight, then on Jersey Street at 7:10. So with the loss, Sox now at 22-16, but they're still in first place in the AL East, but just one game ahead of the dreaded New York Yankees. In the last four games, Red Sox have only scored 8 runs. And maybe a little bit of a positive note, last year the Red Sox just won 24 games the whole season. Now they've won 22, so you get into that spot already. But Red Sox no longer have the best record in the major leagues as they did back on Monday.
You know, I kind of look at Major League Baseball season in kind of blocks of three, 2 months, 2 months, 2 months. And Red Sox are really a couple of weeks away from completing 2 months. And they're, you know, they're in first place, although the Yanks are surging, as you know. But, you know, they've at least passed the early test, if you will, which was a surprise, I guess, to all of us.
Yeah, they certainly have. I mean, obviously, if you ask me, which we did talk about before the season started, what kind of season they were going to have. And if you said, Andy, the Red Sox will be in first place toward the end of May or the middle of May, I would have told you need to get your head examined. So, yes, they've played better than we have thought they would. But I see a lot of cracks in the armor here, Bill, and they could be crashing back down to earth in due time.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Andy, you telling me to get my head examined, that would, you know, I get that all the time, Andy. So, I mean, that would just boom, in one ear, out the other, so to speak. Andy, how about some other player notes from the Red Sox, if you could?
Well, starter Nick Pivetta may miss his start on the bump tomorrow because of side effects receiving his second coronavirus shot. So we'll see how that plays out. Pivetta's been one of the, obviously, the best starting pitcher for the Sox this year, with a record of 5-0. Last Thursday, Xander Bogaerts became the 10th player in Red Sox history to play in 1,000 games before the age of 29. Back on Friday, the Red Sox became the first team in Major League Baseball to win 20 games this season, but then, of course, they've decided to stagger since. On Tuesday of this week, just the other day, the Worcester Red Sox played their first home game at Polar Park. Jim Rice, Pedro Martinez, Governor Charlie Baker, Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido threw up the first pitch. Louis Tion, Jim Lomborg, Tommy Hopper were there for festivities, along with Celtics legend Bob Cousy, and James Taylor sang the national anthem.
You know, I saw the photos of that, Andy, and man, I felt old. I mean, Bob Cousy and Jim Lomborg up there in years now.
Yeah, they're definitely, as you said, getting up there and just showing the time is marching on, Bill, that's for sure.
That's right, and I'm right behind them. All right, Andy, what else do we have for us for what's happening at Fenway?
Well, also on Tuesday, the Red Sox welcomed back first baseman Mitch Moreland of the A's. They had a video tribute for him. Fans gave him a standing ovation. In fact, even catcher Christian Vasquez stepped out from behind the plate before Moreland's first at bat, and gave him the opportunity to tip his cap to the crowd and continue that standing ovation. So it was a nice little ceremony for Mitch Moreland. Other Sox news, they have signed their former closer, Brandon Workman, to a minor league deal. They've assigned him to the Worcester Red Sox. Workman was released by the Cubs back in April. The Red Sox traded him to the Phillies at the trade deadline last year.
Now, if I was just sitting around the house doing nothing today at around 1 o'clock, what would be on Nesson Plus?
Well, it's Red Sox on this day, and this is a famous day in Red Sox history. I remember distinctly a game from May 13th of 2007. It's known as the Mother's Day Miracle. The Sox score 6 runs in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Orioles 6-5.
Not to be confused with the Mother's Day Massacre or something like that. Who knows if that which will not be appearing on Nesson. All right. Andy, Major League Baseball news. Lots happened in the last 7 days or so, so update us.
Well, last Thursday, the Angels designated 10-time All-Star Albert Pujols for assignment in the final year of his 10-year, $253 million contract. This season, Pujols batting .998, 5 home runs, 12 RBIs. Pujols is just one of 4 players to ever have over 600 home runs and over 3,000 hits, joining them Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Alex Rodriguez. And Pujols has yet to sign with another team, so we'll have to see if this is actually the end of his career. And also last Thursday, the last living member of the Boston Braves, catcher Del Crandall, passed away at the age of 91.
Oh, wow. Okay. Man. All right, and the way before my time. Andy, what else do we have for us from around the league?
Well, last Friday, former Red Sox starter Wade Miley became the fourth pitcher this season to throw a no-hitter in a 3-0 win over the Cleveland Indians. This marks the second time this season that the Indians have been no-hit. Also on Friday, Tigers first baseman Miguel Cabrera passed Babe Ruth on the all-time hit list with 2,874.
You know, I'm reading about the A's, and they're talking about moving out of Oakland, and I would love to see a team in Montreal, except even now there's no Major League Baseball in Canada because of the travel restrictions, so I don't know how that's going to would ever play out, but and it, probably Montreal is a long-shot bid for sure, but what do we know about the A's and their plans to maybe move?
Well, Major League Baseball have given the A's, as of yesterday, the okay to explore those possible relocation sites. They've been unable to reach an agreement on a new stadium, so we'll have to see how that all plays out. But maybe that'll give the city of Oakland a little boot in the backside to get those negotiations started up again, so the A's could potentially have a new stadium somewhere in the city. But I agree with you, Bill. I'd love to see a team as well in Montreal. I'd definitely head back there if I was allowed to cross the border at some point. You know, but when you say that, I mean, you talk about the Blue Jays, because of those travel restrictions at the border, Blue Jays currently playing in Dunedin, Florida, their spring training site. In fact, the Red Sox will be there next week. Starting on June 1st, the Blue Jays will be moving back to their AAA facility in Buffalo, where they played all their games, home games at least, last season. So who knows when the Blue Jays will be able to get back to Rogers Center. Could be some time still.
No, I know. It doesn't seem like a great business model to be playing your major league season in at your spring training site. That's for sure. The name Bobby Valentine, I saw this in the news, Andy, but tell me about Bobby Valentine.
Yeah, former Red Sox manager Bobby V back in the news. No, he's not returning to Major League Baseball or coaching or managing any of that type of thing. He's now going to be running for the mayor position of Stamford, Connecticut. So I guess he's obviously well-known down there in those that neck of the woods, and from what people are saying, he's got a great chance to become mayor of that city. So we'll have to see if that's Valentine's next route in life to be in politics.
Well, he's still the AD down there, right, in one of the colleges?
He is an AD down there. Can't think of the school off the top of my head right away here. But
No, I'm blanking too. But
that he is, so yeah. He's going to do... He may not be doing that anymore. He may be the mayor, so we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, probably can't.
He could be running for president down the road.
Yeah, it's a stepping stone. AD, mayor of Stamford, Connecticut, the White House. There you go. Yeah, it all makes sense. Hey, Andy, last question. Is of the kind of the new players on this Red Sox team, as of right now, after, like I said, maybe about 6 weeks or so, is there anyone that's kind of surprised you this year? Probably a few, but who's really kind of surprised you the most?
Well, as for the new players for this year, I mean, you know, Pivetta pitched a couple games toward the end of the season last year in September, but definitely for him starting off with a 5-0 record, that definitely jumps off the page. You do have to like the versatility of Marwin Gonzalez, even though his bat really hasn't gotten into full swing yet, but he's been playing all over the field and contributing. And, you know, so they've gotten some contributions from some different people. I'd like to see some of the other new players really start to pick things up. Hunter Renfro's had some on-and-off spots already this year with some home runs. He made a great defensive play last night with a strong throw from right field, throwing out a runner at third base. But on the flip side, when you look at the left field situation with Franchi Cordero, who came in the Andrew Benintendi trade, I mean, he just looks lost out there. And I think it's like a 4-for-55 slump at this point, and they keep trotting him out there, and how much longer is that going to last? I mean, you got to get some kind of production because the whole bottom half of the lineup is still struggling immensely. So, you know, again, there are some cracks in the armor out there, but a few bright spots, so we'll have to see how it all plays out. But I and Bloom have some work to do to get this team back up and running and hopefully stay in contention throughout the summer.
You got it. Yeah, that Renfro assist from the outfield was spectacular last night. Okay. There he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. Andy, great talking with you.
As always, Bill, look forward to next week as well.
And there he is. And I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsports.com.